Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio. Another thrilling episode, coast to coast, better than most. Bring it hard and bring it strong. What do you want to talk about? Pirates, Penguins coming on board another 30 days? Yeah. Season starts 30 days. That was short. Bacos? How about them Stellars? What about that Stellar game yesterday? That all-important preseason game. Bring it. You got it, bring it. 516-666-9990. How about the eclipse today? Everybody and their brother was watching it. Trump said it was fake news, but I saw it. It was real. It was real. I don't care what Trump said. It was real. It got dark. The moon went in front of the sun, blocked it out. It was dark. It was an eclipse. Looked like an eclipse on Sunday night there with the Steeler defense. Whatever. Steeler defense looked terrible. We got to tighten that up there, like Archie Bell and the drill said, due to tightening up. Look bad. But give me a call if you got the guts. Let's hear it ring. Let's get some things out of the way here. I'm going to give a shout out to the Edgington group down there at Sarasota. And got all your real estate needs in Manatee, Sarasota County, Berkshire Hathaway crew, Linda, Peaches, Herman, Pam, Wonder Woman, Edgington. Team serving your real estate needs. Give them a call. Dynamic, to say the least. But let's get back to the real issue here. I'm a little worried about the Steeler line. Matt Ryan just shredded them. Shredded. I know there was three starters on, but it looked bad. Two-step, three-step drop, bingo, bingo, bango. And let me tell you something about Ross Cockrell. This kid couldn't play high school ball. He's bad. He's bad. He's slow. They need to get him out of that corner position. I don't know who they can get, make a trade, do something. He has to go. Will Gay is done. Too slow. Can't cover. Get him out. Get this Hinton kid in. He looks good. He's fast, quick. He's young. Get him in. Throw him in. Cam Sutton, he gets better. Throw him in. Can't do any worse. Can't do any worse. Defensive line, Hargrave went out with a concussion. I don't think it's too bad. We'll see. I don't think he'll play. Probably won't play again till the real game start. Do I put a lot of stock in what I saw Sunday? No. But what I did see was eye-opening. Eye-opening. And if they play like that, which I doubt they will, they got to do something. They got to get some fast linebacker. I know Shazier is hot, but you got to get some guys that can cover. It looked like Tom Brady all over again. Like it looked bad. So if Matt Ryan doesn't, imagine what Tom Brady will do. So. Steelers, you better do something because it didn't look good. We got a call here. Let me see a call here. It's you're on Josh Talk.
Hey, Gosman. It's Justin from Davenport, and just giving you a report. I went to Bucks training camp yesterday. The Bucks are looking good. The Bucks are looking real good. I was there yesterday for Hard Knocks. It was pretty cool. But I think the Bucks
think they're going all the way.
I picked the Giants. That's my pick. I think they'll win that division, though. I think Tampa wins that division. Their defense was good last year. McCoy's a monster. They just got DeSean Jackson, who still hasn't lost a step. I mean, he was really fast, really good. Mike Evans is a monster. Well, because how I look at it last year, Tampa Bay won, I think, 9 games, and they only had one wide receiver. So what's going to happen when you got O.J. Howard and another wide receiver who's halfway decent, DeSean Jackson? So they have weapons, so I feel like Tampa Bay will be pretty good. And they'll get Doug Martin back, because last year they didn't have Doug Martin either, and they still won 9 games. So he suspended the first 4, but, you know, if they could just weather the storm while he's out, and the other running backs they have aren't too bad. So, but, yeah, it was cool to see him live in person on Hard Knocks, to be there, and it was definitely worth waking up at 6 a.m. for.
Yeah, so, what division are they in? They're in there with who? Tampa, who are they
they're
in there with?
They're in with Atlanta, Carolina, and New Orleans. But every year it's someone different in that division. One year it was Carolina, they went to the Super Bowl. Next year it was Atlanta, they went to the Super Bowl. I'm picking Tampa this year to win that division.
Oh, you're thinking of knocking off Atlanta, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Atlanta looks pretty good. I know that egghead down there screwed them out of a Super Bowl, but they look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just after making it to the Super Bowl, it's definitely hard to. Some teams come back, like the Royals, they lost in the championship, and the Spurs, they lost in the championship. The following year, they come back and win it. I just don't see it for Atlanta. That was their season, and they blew it. I think that's what it comes down to. I feel like every year is someone different, so I'm picking someone different. I mean, Julio's a monster. Don't get me wrong. Matt Ryan's really good. Atlanta should win the division, but I'm going Tampa. I'm going with Tampa just because it's someone new and they got, you know, they have weapons and they did well last year.
Who do you think's coming out of that NFC? Giants?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dallas.
I got my money on the G-men because they got Brandon Marshall, they got Odell Beckham Jr., Eli. You know, he's hit or miss, but I feel like he'll just got to throw the ball up. If he has anything left in the tank, Giants win that division. I think personally, Giants will be in the Super Bowl.
Okay. You put Giants and Patriots, another rematch, huh?
Giants and Patriots or Giants and Steelers, one of the two. Depends on health and, you know, what happens. But that's what I see. I feel like a third rematch of Giants and New England would, you know, people would watch it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to watch it. I can't see the Steelers in there. There's no way. Not with those corners they have. They're terrible. One cornerback. They beat him like a drum all day. Same thing. It's the same garbage. Chasing after somebody, passing over there. Same rubbish. It gets sickening after a while watching it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Every year they've gotten better, so it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, every year the one year they beat Cincinnati and lost to Denver, the following year they made it to the AFC Championship game because 2 years before that, they lost to Baltimore. Every year, they've improved, so maybe Pittsburgh will be in it. I don't know. I mean, as long as Tom's playing, my bet's on Brady. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I just wanted to let you know, I went to camp. I'm about to go in and throw in another shift today and make a little extra money. But it was definitely good talking to you, and good luck with the rest of the show. I'll have to look and see how the Steelers do the rest of the way. Because I didn't get a chance to watch the game, so I'll have to see how the defense does next week.
All right. There he goes. Dustin from Davenport. Thanks for the input, Dust. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
There he goes. Dustin from Davenport. Little insight on the Tampa Bay Bucks. He thinks they got the team. Well, we'll see. Jameis Winston for real? We'll see. Well, we got told you last week we were banging away here. We got a new studio, and Floyd's at the helm. He's here today.
What's up?
Oh, you're on time, Floyd. I like that.
Yeah, no traffic. I didn't hear any traffic today.
That's good. We got the Twitter going on. We got the emails. We got Facebook. We got everything lined. Anything from Twitter there, Floyd?
Yeah, I can right now.
Okay, he passes me. Okay, Frank wants to know what come on, Frank. I don't know. He wants to know how many games the Steelers are going to win. Frank from Butler. Well, I tell you what, if I knew that, I'd be Houdini or Sladini or Megadini. Let me after what I seen yesterday with that defense, 3. Yeah, I'm not kidding, Floyd laughing over there. I'm not kidding you. That defense looked horrendous. Now, I know it's only exhibition. I know it's only the second game. I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit. I know there will be they didn't game plan or this or that. But I'm going to tell you something. This Ross Cockrell and this Willie Gay stink. Stink. And if they don't fix that problem, they ain't winning 4 games. Well, I'll take that back. Maybe the offense will keep the ball off their defense off the field, which is good, long drives, and score 30 points, because I do think they get a legit offense. But, Jesus. It just reminded it was scary. That's how bad it was. So what do we got on Facebook here? Larry from Beachview. He wants to know if the Pirates have a legit chance for the division. Yeah, about as much chance, Larry, as I have winning the Powerball tomorrow. Okay? That's about how much chance the Pirates have. Well, we got all this rocking here. I mean, come on. What do you got another, Flo? Got something else?
Yeah. I got something on Twitter.
All right, shoot it. All right. Tom wants to know. I'll get this. I can't believe it. He wants to know if Dobbs will beat out Landry Jones. Come on, with this Landry Jones, Dobbs. Dobbs, who cares? First of all, Dobbs is a rookie. He got a lot to learn. Landry Jones is the second team quarterback. And let me tell you this. They're not going to get another quarterback better than Landry Jones because there isn't any. Okay? They're all starting. The guys that are backups are like Landry Jones or worse. So put that in the back of your pocket and forget about Landry Jones getting beat out by Dobbs. Landry Jones is going to be backing Ben up. And if Ben goes down, they're done. Okay? Bingo. Just like every other team. First string quarterback goes, they're in trouble. Believe me, it's the way the NFL is. That's why they get the salary cap. You cannot buy everybody. And everybody's even in that department. I don't care if Brady goes down, another kid, they say so. Nah, everybody's going to be hurting. You lose your first-string quarterback, you're hurting. So better hope if Ben goes down, Landry Jones is half decent. Because you're going to see some bad football over there. Believe me. Well, give me a call. What you think? 516-666-9990. Show goes on. Coast to coast. Better than most. Can talk about anything you want. How about the Penguins starting in a month? My God, that went fast. Hey, well, when you play all the way to almost July, you know. Man, starting September training camp. I think September 20-something. Man. Then October 6th or 7th, first game. Whew. That's quick. It's coming. Can they three-peat? They lost a lot of players, man. lot of leadership in that room. Still got the core, though. That's one good thing. Still got the core. Going to miss Flurry. Going to miss Bonino. Colin went to Minnesota. Not surprised to hear that. But, hey, Floyd, was there a total eclipse of the sun today?
Yep. I was not the man who's getting my sandwich, and it went dark.
Trump said it was fake news.
Well, you know how he's fake.
Yeah, I'd say that. Can you believe he said it was fake? The deep state, he said, did it. They created it.
Yeah, sure. It's a wonder I didn't say Obama.
Yeah, it is a wonder. Amazing, isn't it? But, hey, give me a call. What do you think about the Steeler game? Did you watch it? What do you think about... Oh, I did see a little bit of the Patriot game. They got beat by Texans. Hey, don't count the Texans. The Texans have a nice team down there. They get any quarterback play down there, they're gonna be all right. Believe me. They get J.J. Watt back this year, man. I'll tell you what. Their defense is tough. They are tough. Never count them out, I don't think. But there's a lot of teams I like. Of course, they're picking the Cowboys, naturally. Everybody's been, oh, yeah, the Cowboys. Oh, yep, Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Big Zeke will be out. He'll probably get four games when it's all over, said and done with. But Dak Prescott, like him, wish the Steelers would have drafted him. But Deshaun Watson was quarterback in that game in Houston. Didn't see the whole thing. Can't really tell you exactly. But they did run their second team ran on New England's first team pretty good from what I saw. Yeah. I know New England's, the class of the league and they got the best coaching staff and the best quarterback and the best line and the best defensive backs. I did see that second team D, or offense, run against that first team D, the Patriots. Now, I know these games don't mean jack. I watch so many of these exhibition games. Over the years, I know, believe me. I've seen teams lose four games. I remember the Steelers used to go 0-4. They won the Super Bowl. Take a little ice water drink. Yeah, they got... Doesn't mean... they don't mean nothing. But, I know it doesn't mean nothing, but the line scares me. I mean, the defense, not the line. They were getting opened up like a can of tuna. And then stuck, speared. But that Ross Cockrell, they got to do something with that guy. He got to go, man. I'm telling you. Can't have him a second. This Cam Sutton better get healthy and better grow by midseason. He got to be better than this guy. Got to be better. They better get this guy and they better get him going. Get him healthy. Guys, it's going to be bad. I put that Hinton or Hutton or whatever the hell his name is. Hinton and whatever. That kid's good. Kid looking good. I'm not saying he's the next Brady Keyes or anything, but this kid's looking good, man. Fast, quick, anticipates. Free agent. He went to the same school Sinquez Golson went to, the guy that never plays. Goes to one practice, he's out 3 years. Cut him. He's gone. He can't get on the field. How are you going to play? How are you going to be evaluated? You can't get on the field. He'll go somewhere else. He'll be all pro. Watch. New England will sign him up there, and he'll turn into Night Train Lane or Deion Sanders, something like that. That's how it works. Anybody got any ideas on Pirates? Dodgers come into town four games. Ooh. That could be brutal, buddy. It could be the end of the Pirates. Or you never know about this team. You never know. Hot or cold, man. They surprise you sometime, both ways. You think they're going to win, they lose. You think they're going to lose, they win. They beat these teams. Dodgers are the hottest team in baseball right now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Because I think the Pirates lose. They can't afford to lose anymore. They're six games out of first. I think they're six games out, pretty sure. Six and a half. So, time is running out. It's the end of August. You got to win. But I don't think they're going. Where are they going? Nowhere. I still have to win. On how many games? Let them win 90% of the games. They're not going to do that. Anybody have any thoughts on the Penguins this year? Without all the players, I do. I think they'll be fine. I think JR will make a trade. I think he'll make a move by October, bring in the third, fourth line center. I think you'll see a trade. JR knows what he's doing. Everybody thought he was a stiff and a bum. Two Stanley Cups in 3 years. Here, not bad. He made one mistake. He hired that Bob Johnson. That was a bad move. But got Mark Recchi to take Dockett's place, which I thought it was a good move. But after two cups... And what, 208 games? It's going to be tough to three-peat, that's for sure. I don't know when the last team that did that was Edmonton. When was that? Nah, I don't even remember. I'll have to look that up. I'll have to look that up. And we got another email here. What's that, Floyd? Pass it over. Okay. Oh, Tom wants to know if Koch will be a Pirate next year. I say no. No way. I think they'll get rid of Koch in the offseason. They won't do it now because they want the attendance. They know if people, if he goes now, no way people get down. They're losing attendance right now. It's bad. So... believe me, I think Koch is history. Sad to say, but I'd trade Marte. I'd trade Marte and the other egghead, Polanco. Two eggheads, I'd trade both of them. Give me a top-notch third baseman and a pitcher for those two eggheads. Fall asleep on the base pads, fall asleep in the field. Throw to the wrong base, get picked off base. Whew. Terrible. They're supposed to be top prospects, top players. I think Polanco's been a major disappointment. Major disappointment, if not bust. They were projecting this guy as a superstar. He's been a super disappointment. Always hurt. What's with the hamstrings now? I don't get it. All the working out these guys are supposed to do and the stretching and the modern era of exercise and everybody's getting a hamstring. I don't get it. This guy got three of the major hamstrings this year. Unbelievable to me. That's when he's in, he don't do nothing anyway. He may hit your occasional. He got that big uppercut loop swing. The ball hits the bat the right way, it may go out. Cervelli's another one. He's hurt every year. His wrist, bad wrist. Can't count on him. I'd play this Diaz every game, see what he has. I'd play Frazier every game. I'd bring a couple kids up from the minors. This Bell kid looks legit. He's the best thing on the team. 21 home runs. What does he have? 70 RBIs. Rookie. Not bad. Not bad. He's been playing a good first base, too. I like that. Kid looks good. I said from the beginning of the year, I thought that kid, he's the only one I wouldn't trade. I think the kid has major, major star potential. Well, I couldn't say potential. I think his potential, he's feeling it. I think he's a star right now. I'd say rookie of the year, one of them. He's up for it. He should be. Came a long way, man, first base. What do you think of this, going back to the Steelers, what do you think of this J.J. Watt? Or T.J. Watt. I keep calling him J.J. What do you think of T.J.? Yep, that last game. He didn't have the game he had against that rookie from Pitt. I do think a kid's a hustler. He's going to get better. He will get better. He has a high motor, and he'll learn. That's not an easy position to come in and dominate. He will learn. He will get better. Not bad now. Do I think Harrison will play? Yeah, I think Harrison will play a lot. You got to get Bud Dupree in there on the other side. I know Chicolo had 2 sacks. I'm not too impressed with that guy. I'm not too impressed with him. Yeah, if everybody, oh, Chick had 2 sacks. Well, okay. He usually has them in the preseason. In the regular season, he's either hurt or you never hear his name. But I'll tell you what's going to kill the Steelers. God dang. That Cockrell kid. Wow. I can't say it enough. They got to do something with that guy. They got to do something. He got beat by Jaboni, third string in. I mean, beat like a rag doll. Kid's trying to make the team. Beat Cockrell 3 times, like it was nothing. Kid dropped the ball in the end zone. It would be another touchdown on him. He wasn't even around him. One beat just chasing people downfield. Beat. Jeez. Well, we got a minute left here of the show. It's another good show. Remember, I'm on every Monday, 5:30 to 6. What you want to talk about? Remember, the eclipse wasn't fake news. It really happened. It was all over. The eclipse happened. But next week's another week, so give me a call next week if you got anything on your mind. Thanks to Dustin for calling. He always lends something to the show. He goes down to see Tampa. He thinks they're going to be the team. I couldn't tell you. I didn't see him play. I don't know about J.J. Winston or Jameson Winston or whatever they're like. I don't know if he'll be legit, but we'll see. So, we'll see. Time will tell. Steelers, get somebody on that corner. Cockrell ain't your man, I'm telling you. This guy's going to kill you. Get somebody else. Get that Sensabaugh, maybe. Play him, see what he got. This guy's bad, man. Yeah, but it's on an exhibition, I know. But, hey, big fight. When's that this week, McGregor and the Floyd? Is that this weekend? Yeah. Who you taking? Who cares, huh? Big deal. We're going out, and the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Next week. Bye now.